Well, Leslie the Bone Rock Girl is not an easy act to follow, but I got the guys to do it. Dave O'Meara spent the last... How long did it take you, Dave?
It took me about 44 days, and it was 31 days of riding, about 100 miles a day.
Wow. He spent the last month pedaling his bicycle across the country to raise money for Real Options for City Kids, a charity here in the Bay Area that Kurt Yagi has also been a big part of for a long time, and he is here with us in studio as well. I hosted like an auction for you guys one time or something.
It was a big funk event you hosted.
That's right, the funk event.
It was awesome.
Yeah, it was we had a mutual friend, Kimmon, set us up,
and
I was happy to come out and help. And then when I heard you doing this, I wanted to have you on. I think that this is just so interesting. Dave, tell me about, again, for those who missed you calling into the show, we talked to you a couple times on your route. Tell us what the inspiration was for this and where it all started and where it ended up.
Well, I wanted to take some time off from work, and I've become friendly with Kurt. I think the Rock mission within Visitation Valley is remarkable. I was a latchkey kid myself growing up, and I think what they do athletically, through summer camps, through weekend programs, it's just really cool. And my Aunt Claire was actually my inspiration. My Aunt Claire is an Ursuline nun that lives back in, she's still alive, she's 88, lives back in New Rochelle area of New York. And she's just somebody.
Does she hang out with the Iona boys?
She actually, Iona and New Rochelle, she was affiliated with for a long period of time.
Oh, yeah, so, the Jesuits are there. And
I don't think she was hanging out with the boys, but
you know what I mean.
But she probably went, she was surrounded by the boys. But she just gave her life to a cause that's bigger than her. She obviously did a lot of missionary work, and I just she's always been someone I've been enamored by, and I thought it'd be a great thing to be able to follow figuratively in her footsteps across the country.
And you literally pedaled across the country in order to symbolically show your commitment to this and make the statement. Where did you leave from? Where did you go?
Santa Monica Pier, and we headed through Arizona. We were supposed to go a little bit north through Big Bear, hit a little 4 inches of snow, so we had to go farther south through Phoenix. Then we went through eastern Arizona, New Mexico, and just found our way a little bit north towards Kansas, and then headed all the way to Washington, D.C., and finished at the Capitol. And I did finish at the water in front of the Capitol. I didn't go all the way to Annapolis where the water was at, but I took a little
That's
picture
enough.
There.
That's far enough. Far enough.
I agree.
I think you've proven your point once you get to D.C. that you are dedicated to this. We're talking with Dave O'Meara, his buddy Kurt Yagi here, both representing Rock Real Options for City Kids. We'll tell you more about the welcome home party that they're planning, and anyone who wants to go out and donate to you guys, we'll let everyone know how to do that in just a second. Where did you enjoy the most? What location did you run into? Now, I know that we were talking before we came on the air here. You're a Notre Dame fan, so obviously you enjoyed your time in South Bend. But what is a city that you went into maybe for the first time ever that really surprised you with how nice it was and how nice the people were? What is the town you would go back to, and what is the town you never want to see again?
Well, you know, I'm a big believer in the people make the place. And Kurt was nice enough to find me a charity gig in Wichita, Kansas. And I met this guy by the name of Jose Wheeler. And he's a guy that's just very upfront. He spent about 6 or 7 years in prison for gun charges. And now he works for a hotel in Wichita. And he dedicates about 8 to 10 to 12 hours a week giving back to adjudicated youth in Wichita. And he's just an amazing guy. My mom was with me at the time. And we had an opportunity to go out to dinner with he and his wife. And he's just a really good guy, and it just shows that people can change.
So absolutely.
Wichita was one of those places I just really I really enjoyed, but it was primarily because of him.
Everyone deserves a second chance, and that's really what Rock is all about, giving kids second chances who might not have one and whatnot. The town that you said, if I never find myself back here, that'll be just fine.
Unfortunately, there's a lot of those throughout the southern part of the country. But
you got the Deliverance banjo kid sitting on the front porch.
No question about it. Actually, I would probably say someplace in just New Mexico, primarily just because of how barren it was. Just, I mean, there was nothing going on through Clamato and Socorro. A really neat place, surprisingly, was Mountain Air, New Mexico. But I was surprised by a lot of places, but I definitely was not shocked by many. I definitely had low expectations, and some of them lived right up to it.
Prettiest terrain you went through. What did you think was one of the more beautiful states that you pedaled through?
I think that one of the most beautiful states, and I was very surprised by this, because I think if you were to canvass a lot of people around here and say, what about Kansas, Missouri, Illinois, they'd say, oh, they're really flat places. Missouri was substantially hilly. Yeah, from all the way from Fort Scott, Kansas, all the way to, I think,
sure, the Ozarks are there.
Yep,
I mean, yeah.
Lake
yeah.
of the Ozarks.
Yeah.
I went about 115 miles that day, and I told my mom I felt like I was on the world's biggest roller coaster. It literally was up, down, and it was beautiful. I mean, it was a lot of agriculture, but it was also just a lot of pretty scenery that I definitely took my camera out for.
Now, Kurt, I know that you began the trip with Dave as far as being like his road support. You followed him for about a week, right?
Yeah, for about the first week I was with him from Santa Monica when we left. My job was just to, I was thinking it was going to be pretty easy. I thought we mapped this out perfectly. When we got there, everything changed. I mean,
sure.
Dave mentioned the snow. And so I was pretty much right on him the whole time. It was a lot of work, but it was great. And I think Dave forgot to mention that he just started biking for the first time in March.
That is unbelievable. I mean, what made you say, I'm going to do something as extreme as go across the country with it, and it's not even something I've ever done as a hobby or a profession? Or, you know, I mean, if you had been an avid cyclist throughout your entire life, okay, I'd see how you got to this conclusion. I guess you didn't start, I mean, it's good you didn't start bungee jumping for charity or something here, you know, try to bungee jump across America. What made you land on cycling?
Well, I think when you're trying to raise money and get people behind you, I mean, I couldn't really say I'm going to, you know, take the next 2 months off and bartend, please, you know, donate money to, you know, for me and towards Rock. I have two good friends that are financial advisors for Merrill Lynch in San Francisco, Jim Marchetti and Caleb Porter, and they do a lot of writing. And I went out one time with Caleb and his wife, and I literally was on the bike for about 20 or 30 minutes, and I said, this is what I'm doing. I found my vehicle to get across the United States, and now I need to get charity involved. I selected Rock pretty quick, and then I found six other people in addition to Kurt to drive the car for me for 1 week at a time, and that was that put it all together. Then I just had to get into shape, and there's a Bike Nuts, which is a bike store on Filburn Fillmore, right next door to where I live. And those guys took care of me, showed me how to change a tire, change my chain, you know, figure out how to unclip my feet without falling, all that kind of stuff. And I figured it out pretty quick. And I think the foundation or the structure of having people ride, drive the car was the hardest part.
Well, I tell you what, when we come back, we'll get into the topics that really matter, how anyone listening can go out and help support Rock, and also the topic that, I mean, let's face it, there's one word that everyone has in the back of their mind right now, and we'll get into it next segment. That word is chafing. We'll find out how that was. For Dave O'Meara and Kurt Yagi, Real Options for City Kids, we're coming right back here. If you want to get in line for the 3 o'clock 3 play, believe me, that's coming up right around the corner as well, 808-1050, if you want the early bird special. We're talking with Dave O'Meara, Kurt Yagi of Rock, Real Options for City Kids. They're having your official welcome back party, Dave, next Friday, a week from tomorrow, August 6th at Mojito. It's a bar on Grant Avenue between Green and Vallejo. And I've been there. And I'm sorry I won't be able to make it, but I hope that a lot of people can show up to support you and make a donation and just welcome you back. How did you get back, by the way?
I drove my car, and my cousin told me to take my time, but I'd been gone already about 58 days, so I got back in about 3 days.
Really? That's impressive. Now, yeah. Did you just say to yourself, God, what did I spend the last month cycling for? This should have taken 3 days.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm going to look back at the cycling as an experience that I'll never forget. That drive I've already forgot.
Would you do it again?
Yeah, I would. Actually, I when I was in... I mean, obviously, the shape I'm in now, I could probably do it a lot easier. When I was in Yates Center, Kansas, which is right on the 54 East, I ran into the Race Across America guys, the endurance riders that do it in about 5 to 6 days.
Right, it's like the Cannonball Express of bicycling.
Well, I ran into the Brazilian team, and I actually pedaled with the Brazilian team for about 60 miles from Yates Center, Kansas, all the way to Fort Scott, Kansas. And I was called like three buddies afterwards. I'm like, you know what? Maybe next June or July, we can pull that off. We only have to take about a week off, so I might give that a whirl.
Yeah, hopefully you picked up a nice draft from them and got a little.
Oh,
you know,
no, the son of a gun took a draft from me. I looked back and I realized he was a smart one. He's about 5 feet behind me, lower down, and I was blocking all the wind for him.
Kurt, this has been a great thing for Rock, Real Options for City Kids. It's given you a lot of exposure, especially the Today Show came through.
Oh, they were unbelievable. They surprised us last month. Al Roker came by to our site. Came by with a truckload, or actually three truckloads of donated stuff, $1.3 million worth of donated goods for Rock.
That is so cool.
It was incredible.
And now you met David Lee yesterday?
Yeah, David Lee, he came out. I think he just got off a plane yesterday.
They're refurbishing yet another court. That's
another
the one
court.
Thing the Warriors do around here that's a lot better than their record.
I'll tell you, the Warriors have been so good to us. So they're refurbishing a court at one of our locations. It's El Dorado Elementary School. They've done so much stuff for us. I have so much, nothing but good words for them. Half the stuff they do, they don't even get any PR out of it. It's just they do it because that's what they do. Basketball camps, all kinds of stuff for us.
Right. Well, that's great. It's good to get a good, positive Warrior story anywhere we can find it. Hopefully we'll have some good, positive Warrior basketball coming up to enjoy as well. But again, if you want to go ahead and make a donation to Rock supporting your cause, where does the audience go to do that?
It's just rocksf.org, rocksf.org. And Dave still has his matching challenge open right now. It's till the 31st. Is that right, Dave? Something like that. So he's matching up to $50,000 of his own money. This guy, he doesn't have a job right now.
You're matching up to 50 grand?
I am.
Family money, huh? Dave, yeah. you did well somewhere.
I was a trust fund kid from Modesto, California.
Really?
That's an oxymoron right there.
Yeah, there you go. Well, there it is. I knew I didn't like you on some level. You can't be that good of a guy. No, hey, you're a great guy, man. For you to be as generous with your time as you were, it really says something about who you are. I'm sure your aunt is incredibly proud of everything that you've done. I'm sure your entire family's proud of what you've done. I just met you. I'm proud of what you've done.
Thank you.
You're a really good guy, a nice guy. I'd love to get a picture with you and the ficus, if you don't mind here.
No problem.
We'll show everybody what a strapping young man you turn into after you pedal across America. And we'll get Kurt in the picture as well, just so everyone can see how cute you are, Kurt.
Oh, thanks.
Thanks so much for coming in, guys. Good luck with everything. Good luck to Rock. I mean it. It's not often you meet someone who's definitely better than you are. Dave, you are better than all of us. You really are, man. Congratulations. Job well done. Glad you made it safe. And again, this is, I think... this is going to make the obituary when it's all said and done. They're going to be talking about you doing this for the rest of your life.
Thank you very much, and thanks for supporting the ride. It was really cool to be on the air, and I know we got a lot of attention from it.
Well, hey, it was a cool story. It was an interesting story, and anytime a Bay Area boy makes good, you know, we'll follow that, man. Thanks so much for coming in. You guys are good guys.
Right on, thanks.
Let us see. We got a couple T-shirts to give away, Rock T-shirts. A
couple Rock T-shirts giveaway.
We'll go ahead and give those away throughout the 3-play. So if you're listening, you want to get in line for the 3-play, 808-1050. We're going to start that next hour. But thanks very much. Dave O'Meara, Kurt Yagi, Real Options for City Kids, rocksf.org is the website. Go ahead, make a donation right now. And Dave's digging deep in his own pocket to match. He's already digging deep, pedaling across the country, and he's still not done giving. You're a good guy, Dave. I'm impressed. No, it wasn't that kind of pedaling. He was really moving, man. It was that's not motorized power. That's manpower that was getting him doing.